News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A recent under-13 schoolboy soccer match was abandoned in the dying minutes due to allegations of abuse from parents directed towards the ref after the awarding of a late penalty. That is under investigation now, but clearly loads of examples of games where referees receive abuse from parents standing on the sideline, underage games as well. Is there too much pressure on kids and refs from parents? To discuss this, we're joined by former Irish international and, of course, off the ball presenter and commentator Kevin Kilbane. Kevin, are parents putting too much pressure on kids? Are they losing the run themselves on the sidelines, do you think?
Personally, yes, I would say. Gage, you've touched on it there perfectly. That incident down in Cork is certainly not an isolated incident. We're seeing so much pressure being put on kids, being put on referees from sidelines. And you say we look at it all levels, certainly the pressure that's on referees now. But if we're looking at it maybe just in isolation on children and kids, first of all, that yes, I do think that. I think there's certainly a directive from the FAI now as well, where the coaches have got the final word and everything. That is it. The shouting from the sideline, the pressure that's been put on from the sideline simply shouldn't be there. That's at kids or at referees. And that's the problem that we've encountered. This is going on for a number of years now, not just necessarily now. This has been happening for, 30, 40 years, certainly since I came into schoolboy football and then progressed through the system.
I think everyone agrees that it has no place at schoolboy games and at schoolgirl games. It is no place at all. Do we need to go further, though? Because I'm thinking of like the two games you love, soccer and Gaelic football, as opposed to rugby. There's that enormous respect for the rugby at all levels. And I'm just wondering, you know, you see it on television. I've done it. I've stood on terraces and shouted abuse at the ref at League of Ireland games or Irish international games. Like, do we actually all need to catch ourselves on a little bit?
Yeah, probably. Again, on the pitch myself, I'm not necessarily saying I'm squeaky cleaning that myself. I would have put pressure on referees. When a refereeing decision has gone against you, it's frustration, isn't it? That's all it is. But maybe we've got to try and change the mentality of youngsters coming into the game when they're actually first setting out that it's not okay to abuse a referee. It's not okay to do that. It's not okay to, first of all, again, as you said, maybe what we touched on at the start of it, to start to put pressure on our children. That pressure is only going to go one way. The pressure is going to be turned on referees. That's from on the pitch and off the pitch. So, yeah, maybe it is a mental change that we need now as well. I was saying before that there is certainly in the underage leagues now and the under-13s and the 15s league within the FAI structure now as well, there's a zero tolerance on pressure on referees. Any sort of pressure that's been put on referees now, then zero tolerance has been taken. And that's the way it should be, essentially. But it won't take away the major decisions that go against players, that go against supporters. You even need to look at it last night. You know, huge incidents. We're looking at huge incidents like last night. That whichever way you're going to fall on that, you're going to put pressure on referees, and that's going to continue. But there's a way to put pressure on referees, isn't there? That is the thing.
Absolutely. And I was going to finish with a question on the game. I mean, no, we've had people texting in saying, "Oh, you're talking about the Manchester United penalty." No one's saying you cannot discuss calmly whether a decision was right when it comes to top international or top Premier League or European games. So I do want to ask you about that. I mean, that was never a penalty, was it?
No, I didn't think it was a penalty. But we're going to see this happening more and more now. You see, that's gone to VAR. And you and I could probably sit there within the referees and we could make a decision, no, that's no penalty. But it's so subjective that you're going to get people, whatever referee is refereeing a game, whatever league they're from around the world, in that particular league, they might see that as a penalty. And that's the problem that we encountered last night. Some felt his arm was in an unnatural position. Personally, I didn't feel it was. I felt as though, if anything, Kimbembe's probably turned his back on the ball a little bit when he should have faced up. He's turned his back on the ball. He's used leverage from his arm to jump to try to block the shot. The shot was actually off target, so it wasn't even goal-bound, the shot, as it was. So there's a number of things they could have looked at, but the referee saw it differently once he's gone to view it on his screen off the pitch. So again, we could sit here till the cows come home. We're going to argue about this, but it's going to happen more and more with the introduction of VAR.
Do they need to change the rules because of that? Because with VAR, you'll always find a reason to give a penalty with VAR. If you look at it, 10 times and you look at it in slow motion, is there a need to tweak the rules, do you think?
Well, the rule states as it stands is, hand, as I said before, in an unnatural position that's blocking the motion of the ball going towards the goal, whatever it would be. I didn't feel that was the case last night. We've seen Nicolas Otamendi, if anyone can remember, in the first leg of Manchester City against Schalke. I felt that he was blocking the ball because it was a goal-bound shot. I felt that was a different scenario. The rule change... it's interpretation at the end of it. They could get the officials sat in there who are studying that, all been total agreement that that's a penalty, and you could get three other officials that don't see it that way. That, in my mind last night, wasn't a game-changing decision that the referee has made. So the penalty shouldn't have been given. But, as I said, interpretation from the referees, okay, they're going to see it differently, and that's the problem we're encountering.
I'm just looking at it on the screen there. It was going way over the bar as well.
It wasn't on target. It's crazy. It's crazy.
All right. Kevin Kilbane, off the ball commentator and presenter, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.